Most of us will be familiar with our pretty shocking road safety ads here. We've had them for years on our TV. Here's a sample of one that you probably will recognise.
Since 2000, speeding has killed a classroom of our children. Shame on you. You can never control the consequences if you speed.
Well, almost half of adults surveyed think that young drivers should be shown graphic images of accidents to shock them, basically, into less risky behaviour on the road. And in fact, nearly a third agreed that these should be shown to primary school children. This is according to new research from the Road Safety Campaigners Break. So what do you make of that? People being shown graphic images of accidents, what can happen, whether you're a young driver or indeed in this instance a primary school child. Is it too early? 0 30 30 80 55 55. With me now, the former advertising executive David Lyle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Vinny.
And not too bad, thanks. And Siobhan O'Connor from the Irish Mirror. Good morning to you, Siobhan.
Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, we'll start with you. And of course, you used to create a lot of the adverts that we saw on TV. Why are our adverts quite a lot more shocking than they would be, say, across the water in England?
Well, I mean, we based that on research, on psychological research, and we did amazing amounts of the psychological research over the years, and it clearly indicated that if we were going to get people's attention and get people to actually change their behaviour, we needed to use shocking tactics that would actually infiltrate the minds and make people rethink their behaviour.
And is that because in Northern Ireland we were exposed to quite a lot of harrowing images and news through the years over the Troubles, so these ads needed to be more intense, more graphic to grab our attention and to have an impact?
Well, I mean, I think that is a factor. I mean, we also did all the NIO's very shocking anti-terrorist ads. So we knew that the power of graphic imagery in arresting people and in making people stop and think. So we had that experience. And I think probably you could make the case that the people of Northern Ireland are more accustomed to graphic imagery because of the Troubles and all that went on.
Well, 2019 what do you make of this? Do you think it's appropriate to show young children these advertisements to try and shock them into how they might behave on the roads in the future?
No, definitely not. I have to tell you, we were very, very strict about the fact that we made the shocking ads to be directed at, you know, young males, 18 to 25. They were the high risk category. They were the most the highest risk category in terms of being killed or also of being killers. That's where we aimed the ads. We were strict about never allowing those ads to be seen in a place where children would be watching. I mean, we had a very clear view that children have to be allowed to be children.
Siobhan?
David, the other side of the coin is that these children that you're talking about, these teenagers, you know, start off seeing a lot of graphic imagery when they're young now, because we live in a visual society whereby it's all about visual medium. To communicate with that generation now, you're talking pre-teens, right? You need to have something visual. That's the only way we're going to communicate with them. How else would you propose that we, you know, impart the absolute horrendous road deaths with these children if we don't use something visual? I mean, you look at, I know that the RSA have similar stuff to you guys up north, down here in the south. You know, in 2007, you had 400 road deaths off the back of their Crash Live series, where they showed graphic imagery, showed emotional stories, showed young people dying, showed toddlers dying on the road. It dramatically decreased to now 140. So it's working. I think we're underestimating the power of imagery children. Yeah, on that
particular point, the power of imagery on children. So obviously, some of this could lead to giving adults nightmares. You could have an impact on them. So if you bring that right down to a child who's not really necessarily saying, "I want to see this," they're being shown something. Something is on in the living room and on the TV or at school, and therefore it has a negative impact on their mental health.
I need to clarify something here.
Yes.
I did the ads for the RSA, the Road Safety Authority in the South, for 2 decades. I did all those shocking ads. I did the crash lives ads. I know all about all of those factors, but we would never have attempted to put an ad on a TV break to aim at children. Let me make my point, please, because I'm an expert in this. I've done it for decades. We did an ad in Northern Ireland aimed at children, which was a very happy, very uplifting ad, you know, and we would never have tried to shock children because it's wrong. It's morally and ethically wrong.
David, this isn't shocking. This is the reality. You're talking about hundreds of people's lives being ruined. So why are we protecting them? Why are we, you know, sugarcoating this? Why are we actually not telling them the truth? It's almost like pornographic imagery. It's here to stay. If we don't show the children that this is the reality, they're going to go on into their...
Yeah, but Siobhan, you're not advocating showing young children pornographic images.
No, I'm not advocating telling them about it. If we don't tell them about this and to show them a visual of somebody getting hurt in a car, what impact will that have on them? It's almost like, why don't we bring somebody who's been affected by a car accident into the classroom in a wheelchair and say, this is a young person in a wheelchair, tell your story. That would also help the issue.
David?
You made those ads, David. You know that they saved lives. You know that because you made those ads.
We always were very careful not to cause psychological damage to young children. We were very, very careful about that. The ads all were post-watershed, post-9pm viewing, and therefore we weren't targeting young children.
How does that work, David? Just to clarify how that works. Obviously, if you make an advertisement and it's something that cannot be shown earlier in the day, so your advertisements could not have been shown.
Yeah, it couldn't be shown before 9pm at night. And we did different ads for children. We did ads aimed at children. We did road safety ads encouraging children to behave correctly on the road. But we did them in a way that was suitable for a child without causing them emotional distress.
Okay. 0303 80 55 55. Let's bring in a call on this. John in Donemana. Good morning, John. Go ahead.
Good morning, Vinnie. How are you?
Not too bad.
Listen, I have heard this argument time upon time. The advertisements that are made, these graphic advertisements that are made,
yes,
have absolutely zero impact on the drivers that they're targeting. And the only people making money are the advertising company who charges them a fortune for making them. They are an absolute and utter and total waste of time.
That's complete nonsense.
Well, could you please, excuse me, could you have the manner, excuse me, please, could you have the manner to sit back and hold your tongue down when I'm speaking? Could you please hold your tongue down when I'm speaking in some manner?
Right, hold on a second. Let's keep it nice and polite. John, finish your point,
correct,
and we'll bring
correct,
in the other
correct.
Two.
Tell the gentleman, please, to step back.
Okay, let's just all... John, make your point.
My point is, Vinnie, this advertising campaigns have no impact. Do you know what would have an impact? In court. Zero for drink driving. If you're caught drink driving, 10 years in prison. If you happen to kill somebody whilst drink driving, 30 years in prison. That is the message that's going to drive at home.
Okay, well, let's let David respond, because you are claiming that these adverts have
no impact.
Rubbish. Well, let David respond.
Okay, I won't let yes.
Okay. I have piles of research carried out by independent research companies over the years which show the impact of the shocking ads on young driver behaviour. And we were able to chart the decline that took place in road deaths and serious injuries due to these shocking ads. The evidence base is immense. It's huge.
There you go, John. He has the evidence. He's the expert in this field.
Oh, I don't agree. I do not agree.
Well, where's your evidence that it does not work?
Well, the evidence doesn't work.
Yes.
There's a young lady was on BBC News 9 last week. Her two parents was wiped out. My heart broke for her.
And I totally get your point, but you know, you can't then say because people are still dying on the roads, it means that these advertisements have no impact at all.
Vinny, I tell you what, why doesn't your program run a wee straw poll and ask people? Them advertisements have zero impact on young drivers, because I drive myself, and I see young ones taking crazy mad chances, and it's no bearing on them at all.
Do you think advertising in general has no impact then, John? Is that what you're trying to say?
As far as road safety goes, that's no bearing.
When you watch those advertisements, how do they make you feel?
Right, Vinny, I'm going to be very controversial here.
Well, I wouldn't be like you, John.
I wouldn't be like me, Vinny. Can I just say this now? I have a great imagination, and there has been many of them advertisements I have actually rejigged, and I have reacted them out for people, but I put my own spin on it, and they burst out laughing.
So you reenact these ads?
Yes,
That's actually quite tragic that you're doing that.
Well, it's quite tragic that Her Majesty's government is paying these advertisements.
You're making light of a very serious issue where people's lives have been destroyed. I mean, every time I look at one of those ads, I fall crying, and you're making light of it.
Yes, but let me tell you something, dear. The advertisements are having no impact.
That lady's name is Siobhan. So
sorry, I didn't know her name.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind being called dear. But, John, to be honest with you, that to me sounds horrific that you're doing
that. It's black humour. Siobhan.
Are you actually telling me, John, you reenact these ads for comic effect?
I actually rewrite them.
For who?
For the people I would be talking to.
Yeah, well, you brought up cases yourself, and I think that in itself would be very upsetting and insulting to other people, John.
Excuse me, Vinny. Do you ever watch a programme called Have I Got News For You?
Yes.
Black humour. Black, dark humour. Everybody has it.
That's very dark, okay. John. That's very upsetting and very dark. I think many listeners who've been affected by road accidents.
John, thank you for your call. 030 30 80 55 55. I'm surprised to an extent, Siobhan, that people don't believe these work. Everyone is different, and I guess to some extent it is, and John, I think, was trying to allude to this, it's difficult to gauge their impact in terms of numbers. But you would think we would all have the message, but yet we don't, because some of us are still speeding, some of us are still driving irresponsibly.
Absolutely, Vinny, and I think, you see, we're underestimating the power of very high-end imagery, and education is key for the primary schools. You know, this is where their young brains are forming. This is where the 16-year-old speeding, the drivers who speed, will generally kind of understand the process.
But you wouldn't show a child in primary school something that, say, rated 15. So why would
15?
You wouldn't show a primary school child a movie that was rated 15, would you?
Well, the obvious answer to that, Vinny, is we are seeing...
But would you or would you not?
Would I not? Well, that is questionable. It depends on what graphic imagery was in the over-15s movie.
But if it had gone through and been decided...
If it was going to save their lives, I would.
Okay, Colm in Newcastle. Good morning, Colm.
Morning, Vinny. I just wanted to agree with John, wasn't it, about the advertisement?
Yes, John Donamana.
Yes, he's absolutely right. The advertisement means nothing. It means nothing because you look at the amount of advertisement he's put on cigarettes, boxes, and people still smoke.
Yeah, but could you make the counter argument to that, Colm, that maybe more people would smoke if they didn't have those advertisements and those warnings?
It makes no difference. Say if people want to smoke, people smoke. Say if people want to speed, people speed. It doesn't make a difference one iota. The only people making money out of the whole thing is the actual advertisement board that's making the posters.
That's quite a cynical view, Colm, is it not?
It is. It's completely untrue, Vinny. I mean, the evidence base supporting the effectiveness of all those advertisements is massive. It's huge. Huge numbers of research studies. Hundreds of thousands of people have been surveyed. The advertisements on road safety are very effective, and they have had a profound effect. And we were able to track the decline in road deaths and serious injuries as a result of them.
David, I do wonder if there are other areas that we should be looking at, like what other things influence people to speed. So TV programs, movies, computer games. Should we be tackling those and the way they can sometimes glamorize?
Yes.
The image of bad driving and bad behaviour on the road.
Vinny, you're absolutely right.
I mean, we were always aware of the fact that whenever we did road safety advertising, we were competing with, you know, Fast and Furious movies. All the movies that glamorize speed, all the movies that glamorize extreme driving. Yes, all of those things are at play out there. And that's one of the reasons why you need the advertising to be out there, you know, communicating the reality of what happens. And if you're driving in an extreme and fast way, somebody's going to die. And that's what they...
And David...
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head there, David.
Sorry, Craig,
no, we don't have time, I'm afraid. Siobhan, last word to you. Siobhan, go ahead.
Are you talking to me, Vince?
Yes, Siobhan.
Yeah, primary school children are the ones who are playing those video games, the exact ones, David, that you're talking about. So we need to be real with them. We need to show them the reality of what happens on the actual roads as opposed to on their console. And this is the way to do it.
Okay, David Lyle and Siobhan O'Connor, thank you both very much.